From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. One Democrat incumbent, Joseph D. Kozlowski, did not win his seat on the Greene County Legislature, and all Republicans running won in the election November 6. In Catskill, Republicans swept the election with incumbents Michael T. Buhlige, Matthew F. Lavera, Linda H. Overbach, and newcomer Jack Keller Sr. taking the most votes. And Democrat incumbent Kozlowski and Democrat Christopher M. Hamilton finishing out of the running. In Coxsackie, Charles A. Martinez and Thomas M. Hobart, both Republicans, were unopposed. Replacing Lee Palmateer in Athens, Republican Edward R. Bloomer defeated Democrat Michael N. Perrone, 881 to 731. In Greenville, Republican Gregory H. Davis ran unopposed to fill the seat of Kevin Lewis. In New Baltimore, Republican Patrick S. Linger kept his seat, beating Democrat H. Eckel, 913 to 530. Laurie J. Torgensen, a Democrat, announced after ballots were printed that she was not running for re-election. Republican James M. Thorington took the seat, with 1,208 votes to 416 for Torgensen. Democrat Larry F. Gardner ran unopposed for his seat, representing Halcott, Lexington, and Hunter. He got 1,056 votes, some of which went to Phoebe Potter, who mounted a last-minute write-in campaign, largely because of Gardner's support for a tax increase to pay for the construction of the new Greene County Jail. In Cairo, Republican William B. Lawrence and Democrat Harry A. Lennon were unopposed, and the most undervotes or non-votes were here, 1,578. And in Durham, Democrat Adrian O'Connor Jr. ran for state assembly instead of the legislature, and Republican Patricia M. Handel took the seat unopposed. Democrat Bernadette M. Powis won the Columbia County coroner election November 6, beating Republican Carmen R. Martino, 12,883 to 11,584. There were also 1,688 undervotes or blank ballots for this line. Republican Michael R. Bassel also won without any opposition except for 55 write-in votes. Peter J. Marcoux won another term as Greene County Treasurer November 6, beating Lee McGonigal, 10,612 to 6,400. Marcoux ran on the Republican and conservative lines. McGonigal was on the Democrat and Women's Equality Party lines. There was also 5 write-in votes, and 1,038 ballots did not bother to choose between the two candidates. President Donald Trump said November 7th, and I quote, he feels just fine about, end quote, Republican John Faso losing his congressional election to Democrat Antonio Delgado. At a press conference at the White House, Trump blamed several Republicans, including Faso, for not having him on the campaign trail with them.
Candidates who embraced our message excelled, and you had some that decided to, let's stay away. They did very poorly. I'm not sure that I should be happy or sad, but I feel just fine about it. Carlos Cubella, Mike Kaufman, too bad, Mike. Mia Love, but Mia Love gave me no love, and she lost. Too bad. Sorry about that, Mia. And Barbara Comstock, she didn't want to have any embrace. For that, I don't blame her. She lost, substantially lost. Peter Roskam didn't want the embrace. Eric Paulson didn't want the embrace. John Faso, those are some of the people that, you know, decided for their own reason not to embrace, whether it's me or what we stand for.
You'll find more audio and many other details on local elections on the WGXC website, WGXC.org. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.